Hola, espero que estés de lo mejor. El día de hoy, a petición de muchos de ustedes, vamos a tener una práctica muy buena para mejorar nuestro listening y entender el inglés mucho mejor. Vamos a escuchar una conversación real en inglés. La dinámica es muy simple. Primero, vamos a escucharla sin subtítulos, sin ningún tipo de ayuda, como en las películas, series o cuando vas por la calle. No te preocupes si de momento no entiendes lo que están diciendo. La meta es que vayas acostumbrando tu oído a escuchar el inglés de forma normal y, por supuesto, ir identificando aquellas palabras que hayas aprendido anteriormente. Después la volveremos a ver con subtítulos en inglés para que pongas en práctica tus conocimientos de lectura. Y finalmente la volveremos a ver, pero con subtítulos en español, para que ahora sí entiendas por completo la conversación. No olvides que es muy importante tu participación en estos videos, así que si te gustaría que continuáramos con esta serie, te agradecería mucho que me lo hicieras ver. Tampoco olvides comentar cuánto entendiste de la conversación. Sin nada más que decir, relájate, presta atención y ahora sí, comencemos a aprender inglés. Empezaremos con la escena sin subtítulos. No te preocupes si de momento no la entiendes. Lo importante es que vayas captando aquellas palabras y sonidos que has aprendido anteriormente. Así que vamos a ello.
You okay?
Me? Never better.
It's beautiful here, isn't it? I think this is my favorite place in New York.
Yeah, it's great.
So how's it all going? Are you happy you came?
To Central Park at 7:15 in the morning.
To New York, Rob.
Yeah, of course I'm happy. It's fantastic.
Really? You aren't just saying that?
No, I mean it.
You need to get in shape, Rob.
I know. I'm a bit tired of eating out all the time. It isn't good for my figure.
It's the restaurants you go to. Why don't you come over to my place after work? I can make you something a little healthier.
I'd really like that. Thanks.
So, how do you feel now? You ready to go again?
Oh, yes. I'm ready for anything.
Are you sure you're okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll only go around two more times.
Two? Excellent.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I'm not feeling very well. I think I have flu.
What are your symptoms?
I have a headache and a cough.
Do you have a temperature?
No, I don't think so.
Are you allergic to any drugs?
I'm allergic to penicillin.
No problem. This is ibuprofen. It'll make you feel better.
How many do I have to take?
Two every 4 hours.
Sorry, how often?
Two every 4 hours. If you don't feel better in 48 hours, you should see a doctor.
Okay, thanks. How much is that?
It's $6.99, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was a lovely meal. Thanks, Jenny.
That's okay.
It's been great being in New York. You know, your offer to work here came at a very good time for me.
Really?
Yeah, I was looking for something new, something different. You see, I broke up with my girlfriend a few months before I met you.
Oh, right.
What about you?
What about me?
You know, relationships.
Oh, I've been too busy recently to think about relationships. Getting this job at the magazine was a really big thing for me. I guess that's taken up all my time and energy.
But that isn't very good for you. Only thinking about work, I mean.
Why didn't you tell me you weren't feeling well this morning? We didn't have to go for a run.
I wanted to go. It was nice.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Would you like another coffee?
No, thanks. I think I should get back to the hotel now. I've got a really busy day tomorrow. Do you have a telephone number for a taxi?
Yeah, but it's much easier to get a cab on the street.
Oh, okay then.
I'll see you in the morning, if you're feeling okay.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be fine. Thanks again for a great evening.
Anytime.
Good night.
Night, Rob.
Finalmente veremos la escena con subtítulos en español, para que ahora sí entiendas por completo la conversación.
You okay?
Me? Never better.
It's beautiful here, isn't it? I think this is my favorite place in New York.
Yeah, it's great.
So how's it all going? Are you happy you came?
To Central Park at 7:15 in the morning.
To New York, Rob.
Yeah, of course I'm happy. It's fantastic.
Really? You aren't just saying that?
No, I mean it.
You need to get in shape, Rob.
I know. I'm a bit tired of eating out all the time. It isn't good for my figure.
It's the restaurants you go to. Why don't you come over to my place after work? I can make you something a little healthier.
I'd really like that. Thanks.
So, how do you feel now? You ready to go again?
Oh, yes. I'm ready for anything.
Are you sure you're okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll only go around two more times.
Two? Excellent.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I'm not feeling very well. I think I have flu.
What are your symptoms?
I have a headache and a cough.
Do you have a temperature?
No, I don't think so.
Are you allergic to any drugs?
I'm allergic to penicillin.
No problem. This is ibuprofen. It'll make you feel better.
How many do I have to take?
Two every 4 hours.
Sorry, how often?
Two every 4 hours. If you don't feel better in 48 hours, you should see a doctor.
Okay, thanks. How much is that?
It's $6.99, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was a lovely meal. Thanks, Jenny.
That's okay.
It's been great being in New York. You know, your offer to work here came at a very good time for me.
Really?
Yeah, I was looking for something new, something different. You see, I broke up with my girlfriend a few months before I met you.
Oh, right.
What about you?
What about me?
You know, relationships.
Oh, I've been too busy recently to think about relationships. Getting this job at the magazine was a really big thing for me. I guess that's taken up all my time and energy.
But that isn't very good for you. Only thinking about work, I mean.
Why didn't you tell me you weren't feeling well this morning? We didn't have to go for a run.
I wanted to go. It was nice.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Would you like another coffee?
No, thanks. I think I should get back to the hotel now. I've got a really busy day tomorrow. Do you have a telephone number for a taxi?
Yeah, but it's much easier to get a cab on the street.
Oh, okay then.
I'll see you in the morning, if you're feeling okay.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be fine. Thanks again for a great evening.
Anytime.
Good night.
Night, Rob.
Ahora volveremos a ver la escena con subtítulos en inglés. Es momento de poner a prueba tu comprensión auditiva y tu comprensión lectora. Así que vamos a ello.
You okay?
Me? Never better.
It's beautiful here, isn't it? I think this is my favorite place in New York.
Yeah, it's great.
So how's it all going? Are you happy you came?
To Central Park at 7:15 in the morning.
To New York, Rob.
Yeah, of course I'm happy. It's fantastic.
Really? You aren't just saying that?
No, I mean it.
You need to get in shape, Rob.
I know. I'm a bit tired of eating out all the time. It isn't good for my figure.
It's the restaurants you go to. Why don't you come over to my place after work? I can make you something a little healthier.
I'd really like that. Thanks.
So, how do you feel now? You ready to go again?
Oh, yes. I'm ready for anything.
Are you sure you're okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. We'll only go around two more times.
Two? Excellent.
Good morning. Can I help you?
I'm not feeling very well. I think I have flu.
What are your symptoms?
I have a headache and a cough.
Do you have a temperature?
No, I don't think so.
Are you allergic to any drugs?
I'm allergic to penicillin.
No problem. This is ibuprofen. It'll make you feel better.
How many do I have to take?
Two every 4 hours.
Sorry, how often?
Two every 4 hours. If you don't feel better in 48 hours, you should see a doctor.
Okay, thanks. How much is that?
It's $6.99, please.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was a lovely meal. Thanks, Jenny.
That's okay.
It's been great being in New York. You know, your offer to work here came at a very good time for me.
Really?
Yeah, I was looking for something new, something different. You see, I broke up with my girlfriend a few months before I met you.
Oh, right.
What about you?
What about me?
You know, relationships.
Oh, I've been too busy recently to think about relationships. Getting this job at the magazine was a really big thing for me. I guess that's taken up all my time and energy.
But that isn't very good for you. Only thinking about work, I mean.
Why didn't you tell me you weren't feeling well this morning? We didn't have to go for a run.
I wanted to go. It was nice.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better. Would you like another coffee?
No, thanks. I think I should get back to the hotel now. I've got a really busy day tomorrow. Do you have a telephone number for a taxi?
Yeah, but it's much easier to get a cab on the street.
Oh, okay then.
I'll see you in the morning, if you're feeling okay.
Oh, I'm sure I'll be fine. Thanks again for a great evening.
Anytime.
Good night.
Night, Rob.
Eso ha sido todo por la clase el día de hoy. No olvides comentar cuánto entendiste en la cajita de comentarios y sobre todo si te gustarían más videos como estos. Me apoyarías mucho dejando tu like y compartiendo para llegar a más personas. Sin nada más que decir, muchas gracias por ver y que tengas un excelente día.